USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Jobless claims on the rise, with about 898,000 filing for unemployment benefits for the first time last week. That's about 70,000 more than analysts had predicted. Republican senators on the Senate Judiciary Committee say they will vote on Tuesday to subpoena Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey after censoring stories from the New York Post about Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and his son Hunter Biden.
A lot of information, the Steele dossier, was all over the place. They never blocked that. All the allegations about Russian collusion and Trump and every other idea that Trump may have done something bad, nobody blocked that. So what we're going to do is we're going to finally have an accounting that's long overdue.
Chairman of that committee, South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Facebook recently announced an update to Instagram DMs by introducing a new Messenger experience in the app. More than a billion people already use Messenger. They are bringing some of the best Messenger features to Instagram.
I'm Adam Mosseri. I'm the head of Instagram. I'm excited to talk to you today about some of the new messaging features we've got coming out. One of the features I'm most excited about is the fact that people are going to be able to message across apps. So you're going to be able to message your friends on Facebook from Instagram and vice versa. Now, this isn't going to change who you can message or who you can message you. You're still in complete control of both of those things. In fact, we've even built some new controls that are more granular that allow you to decide who exactly can message you, but you'll be able to manage your messages from one app should you so choose. And we think that's critically important, and we also think it's critically important that people have control over their experience.
For more information, please visit the Facebook newsroom at about.fb.com/news.
President Trump's top negotiator and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi plan to regroup on Thursday for talks on a new stimulus package as President Trump continues to push for a deal before the November 3rd election. Forced to negotiate a comprehensive package because Pelosi refuses to deal with issues in standalone bills, Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin said Wednesday night the administration's top priority is unlocking approximately $300 billion approved in the initial large stimulus package. President Trump and former Vice President Joe Biden won't debate, but they'll still be competing tonight. NBC's Today Show, Savannah Guthrie saying,
the president and Joe Biden were supposed to face off in their second debate, a town hall debate, but the debate commission decided to switch it to a virtual event because of COVID concerns. At that point, the president said he would not take part in a virtual debate. Joe Biden decided to schedule a town hall on another network, and now the president is doing the same.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
An administration official says interest could be rekindled in nuclear energy. USA Radio Network's Wyatt Cox has the details.
The chairwoman of the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission says the resurgence of interest in nuclear power as a clean energy source could be boosted by emphasizing how it would help humanity. Christine Savinsky on Wednesday told an Idaho governor's advisory group that non-traditional nuclear energy backers could be drawn to the idea if it's made clear how nuclear energy could combat global poverty and help advance opportunities for women. Republican Congressman Mike Simpson says the lack of a permanent repository for spent nuclear fuel is holding back the industry. The Nuclear Research Idaho National Laboratory is one of the state's largest employers.
The United States Postal Service agreed on Wednesday to reverse changes that were put in motion to cut losses, but resulted in a temporary slowdown in mail delivery, settling a lawsuit brought by the governor of Montana. The lawsuit argues changes implemented in June harmed access to mail services in Montana, resulting in delayed delivery of medical prescriptions, payments, and job applications. Some of the things reversed include reduced mail hours, removal of collection boxes, and mail sorting machines. More news can be found on Facebook by following @USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.